AM 920 and 101.7 FM KWAD. CJ Baumgartner with you on a Monday morning. It's 10 minutes until 9 o'clock. And because it's a Monday, we're talking with Dana Canterbury of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She is the executive director. Dana, good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
And you had a pretty exciting weekend. You were following the Wadena Deer Creek girls basketball playoff run. Great couple wins. And just how are you feeling as a fan watching in the bleachers on Saturday night from Pelican Rapids?
Oh, my goodness. What a nail biter. I don't think my heart rate has come down yet. Yeah, so proud of that girls basketball team and Coach Cressup. And they're having a great postseason. And they've been a lot of fun to watch. And I have two daughters that play, and very fortunate to see them on the floor, and they're just, it's been a lot of fun. And they're the underdogs, which they're kind of carrying that theme with them. They're seeded 11th, and they've beat a couple of higher seeded teams, so that's been a lot of fun. Barnesville, and then on Saturday they beat Pelican Rapids at Pelican Rapids. And I just have to give a shout out to all the community members that were there and families of, you know, Wadena Deer Creek. It really helped, I believe, in helping them get motivated, and it was just a ton of fun.
And expecting another big caravan from the Wadena Deer Creek community, heading up on Wednesday when they go to Detroit Lakes to take on Thief River Falls.
Right. In fact, Mrs. Winiger is trying to line up the pep band to be there on Wednesday night, and encouraging, yes, everyone to come and watch this team. They're a lot of fun to watch.
It's been a lot of fun, Dana, and a lot of fun stuff as well going on over at the Chamber. They're hosting their Community Appreciation Banquet Saturday, March 11th at the Wadena VFW. I see the individuals and businesses being honored with awards were published in the Wadena Pioneer Journal. So if you want, Dana, why don't we go through those recipients?
Yeah, thanks, CJ. The Chamber is really proud to honor those around us who really helped build our community and make a difference. And it's been 5 years since we've been able to hold this banquet. So we are giving out quite a few awards on Saturday. We have 8 categories. And yes, let me go through those. Outstanding business. We have a small business and a large business. The small business is Oma's Restaurant and Bakery. And the large business we are honoring is Kern Laser Systems. And outstanding nonprofit goes to the Wadena Area Food Shelf. Marianne Hagen is the director there, and you know, they help so many families in need, and just a great organization. Our next award is the Entrepreneurial Spirit Award, and that goes to Kyle Davis. He's a local real estate agent here in town, and most recently he renovated a home on Colfax Avenue, and it is an Airbnb. So we have an Airbnb in Wadena.
Wow.
I know, very cool, and I haven't seen it, but I saw pictures, and it looks very cozy and very accommodating, so very cool. Our next award is Outstanding Educator, and we are pleased to honor Lori Grendahl. She's a 6th grade teacher at Wadena Deer Creek School. Outstanding Community Volunteer. A lot of people know this lady who is just, oh my goodness, she does so much in our community, Diane Peters. Very active in Miss Wadena Scholarship Pageant and Empty Stocking Talent Show, among many, many other things. Excited to honor Diane and for all her work. Community Service Award. 3 individuals are part of this. They work together. Luther Nervig, Ron Griman, and Dan Sartell. They are the gentlemen who coordinated the beautiful Christmas lights in BN Park. And we are excited to honor them for all their work and how these beautiful lights are creating this, you know, Christmas spirit in our town and for travelers to enjoy as well. The Cornerstone Award, that is going to Brink's Jewelry. Gail Tauberry retired, and she had the business for 32 years, and she actually worked for Mr. Brink, Ray Brink, for 10 years prior to buying the the business. So we want to honor Gail and Brinks Jewelry for their many years of business in downtown Medina. And our last award, which is our most prestigious award, is the Bob Zozel Award. And that is going to Kelly Wong for all of her, oh goodness, her work that she's done on Empty Stocking Fund that helps, I think they helped over 200 families from the area last Christmas, providing clothing and presents and food for a Christmas dinner. And it's just an amazing community event. And we are excited to honor Kelly.
Awesome, awesome. It's an impressive list, Dana, of people and businesses. So the Chamber Banquet this Saturday, March 11th. If people are still interested in going, Dana, are there tickets available for them?
Yes, we do have tickets still available. They are $25 each, but this includes dinner, appetizers, and a beverage. The Wadena VFW will be serving ribs and walleye, and that's their famous walleye that they will be serving, and all the fixins, and then red velvet cake for dessert. Tickets can be purchased at the Chamber, which is located in the depot, or at the Wadena City Library, or you can just call the Chamber and make your reservation. You can pay at the door that night.
Awesome, awesome. So St. Patrick's Day just around the corner too is now we're into the month of March, Dana. There's a pub crawl being organized. Can you give us a few more details on that event?
Right. I think I mentioned it last Monday just briefly. We have a few more details on that. So the Wadena Elks Lodge, I got to give them a shout out because they're the ones that came up with the idea and approached the Chamber about helping out with the pub crawl on Friday, March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day. We were definitely on board to help promote this event and which we know will probably bring people to town. It's a chance for people to stop by restaurants and businesses to punch a card and then win prizes that are valued at $50 or more at each of the participating businesses. And those businesses that are participating in the pub crawl are the Elks, Drastic Measures Brewing, Little Round Still, the Iron Corral, the Uptown, and the Wadena VFW. So grab your friends and enjoy a fun St. Patrick's Day pub crawl. I also want to mention American of Wadena is going to be offering discount on hotel rooms on Friday night too. So give them a call. We want everybody to be safe too.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Dana, anything else that we have going on with the Wadena Area Chamber?
Yeah, I just want to mention quickly a few important dates coming up. The Chamber is also holding their Coffee and Conversation Retailers Meeting on Thursday, March 16th. It was canceled due to weather the last time. So this is our retailers meeting, and it's bright and early at 6:30 a.m. at the Boondocks. And this is open to any Wadena business to attend. It's just a good chance to chat and talk about what the Chamber's doing and what we can do to help businesses and help bring people to town. The next date I want to mention is very important for our community. Astera Health will be celebrating their grand opening on Saturday, March 18th from noon to 4. We encourage the public to attend. This is very, very exciting. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is we held our June Jubilee Planning Committee meeting last Friday. And we want everyone to mark their calendars for the kickoff party to summer on June 9th and 10th.
A whole bunch of fun stuff going over at the Wadena Area Chamber. Dana Cannelberry, the Executive Director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce, talking with us in studio as she does every Monday morning. Dana, great to have you again in studio, and we'll be talking with you again next week.
Thanks, CJ.
There's Dana Cannelberry of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. If you missed any part of this interview with Dana, you can head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, or you can find it on the KWAD Facebook page, as well as the Wadena Area of Chamber of Commerce Facebook page as well.